This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and National Pizza Chains That Want You to Know They Really Care. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We're playing games with Jimmy O. Yang and Roy Wood Jr. from the Netflix show Space Force. Roy, you were on our show when we were on a live stage in Brooklyn now quite a few years ago.
Bell House.
But, you know, we were talking about at the time your obsession with jigsaw puzzles. And now here we are in a place. Everybody's doing jigsaw puzzles now. Everybody's doing them. Are you doing any?
So a friend of mine, as a joke, sent me an all-white jigsaw puzzle that they were selling on Amazon. Because they know my obsession with jigsaws. And the first month in quarantine, I was like, that's stupid. No, why would you send me this? And now we're into month three, and I'm kind of like, I bet you I could do it. I bet you I could do a 500-piece all-white jigsaw puzzle. I haven't cracked it open yet because I know I'll turn into Jim Carrey in number 23, where if I don't finish it, I'll just be obsessed the rest of my life with it. So, yeah, it's, for now, Sudoku. It's much more compact and easier than a jigsaw. Nice. Also, when we last spoke, my child was not at table height age to reach things and grab them.
Right. Yes.
And destroy stuff when I'm not looking.
Eat puzzle pieces, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
What is table height age? I would argue that I'm still not there.
Well, we have another game for you.
All right.
You guys want to play another game?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
So this game is called It's the Small Stuff, and it's about the world's smallest things. And these questions are kind of tough, so you can collaborate together.
Okay,
cool. Come up with the answer. All right. Here's your first one. What is the smallest non-percussion instrument in a traditional orchestra?
I was in a chamber orchestra when I was in high school. So it's violin, cello, that kind of stuff. And obviously,
what do you play?
I play the violin like every Asian kid did. but obviously that the smallest one is like a violin, and maybe sometimes a bigger orchestra, they have like percussions, like a triangle. Does that count? That's quite small.
Yeah, she said non-percussion.
Non-percussion.
So I'm thinking it's got to be a woodwind. I'm going to say, what about a recorder? In the recorder,
that cannot be a part of an orchestra. if he says the recorder, buttons. I'm going to say kazoo.
Hey.
Yeah, right, kazoo. Exactly. Here's your multiple choices. Is it A, the piccolo, B, the trumpet, or C, the world's tiniest violin?
It's the piccolo. It's got to be
piccolo.
Yeah, piccolo.
Yes, that is
Lock
correct.
It in. All right.
Piccolo.
It's the piccolo.
That even sounds more piccolo. It means small, right?
It means small in Italian. That's right. All right, here's another one. According to National Geographic, the smallest mammal in the world weighs less than a dime. What kind of animal is it?
Less than a dime?
Now, when you say what type of... are we getting all... scientific Beekman's world,
the
phylum, the species.
This is the name of an animal that you would find in an alphabet book about animals. I'll give you the multiple choice. Is it A, a monkey, B, an elephant, or C, a bat?
Well, it ain't no elephant.
You are correct. It is not an elephant.
There are tiny monkeys.
Indeed, are tiny monkeys.
A
How
dime,
tiny?
Though?
As tiny as a dime.
And what was the last one?
A bat.
It's got to be bat.
It's got to be a bat. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You gonna go with bat?
Bat, yeah.
Yeah, you are correct. It is
Lock
called
it
a
in.
Bumblebee bat.
Yeah.
Wow. I got to look this up.
Smallest mammal.
Yeah, it's a pretty cute little bat. Can fly right into your mouth, which is exciting.
Oh, it's so cute, this thing. I just Googled it.
I know.
All right, here's another one. The Southern Cross is the smallest of all 88 what?
I don't know.
Southern Cross is the smallest of the 88.
All 88.
It is a thing, and there are 88 of them.
You can see it in Australia. That's your hint.
Constellation?
Yes, you are correct.
Yes, nice, Roy.
Yeah.
I only know Orion's Belt. That's the only one I know.
The Big Dip, is that right?
Big Dipper?
Or the Big Dipper. The Big Dip, I think, is a dipping sauce from Jack in the Box.
Right, this is the last one. The size of a grain of sand, the OV6948, is the world's smallest commercially available what?
OV6948. That sounds like a computer chip or like a pill.
You're in the right world.
You're thinking along the right lines. So I can give you multiple choice if you'd like it.
What do you think, Roy?
You were the one on Silicon Valley.
Yeah, I'm an actor. I don't know.
Research. You didn't go visit some tech stuff.
Okay, is the OV6948 A, a camera, B, a submarine, or C, a typewriter?
It's a camera. It's like a scope that goes in someone's body, probably.
Correct. Yeah. It is a camera.
What is it? What kind of camera is it?
It's used for medical procedures, so they can actually put it into somebody's vein.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yep. Yeah. Take photos of your veins. Veins, everybody. Veins.
Hey.
Terrible. That's a written joke. All right. Again, you were both amazing and just so much fun. It's like fun to talk to people who are bright and sparkly in the middle of this whole thing. So thank you so much for joining us. GBO Yang, all the way from your gorgeous palatial apartment.
That's
with
not
the pool.
True. That's not
oh,
true.
I'm sorry. House with the pool in Los Angeles. Yeah. And Roy Wood Jr. from your impeccably organized closet.
This is my mom's closet.
And Roy Wood Jr. from his mom's closet.
Even better. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. That was fun. That was real fun.
Roy Wood Jr. is a correspondent on The Daily Show. Jimmy O. Yang's comedy special Good Deal is on Prime Video, and they both star in the new series Space Force, out now on Netflix.